This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Cricket on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome to the BetRivers Cricket Show. The cricket never stops, so nor do we. We're back here again to find the best value, the best picks. And he's back again. It's John Wright, ex-odds compiler, cricket expert. Great to see you again, John.
Hi, Ed. Hope you're well.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm excited about what we've got on this cricket show for you. We've got two massive games to preview, two test matches. We've got Sri Lanka versus Australia from Wednesday, and then we've got an absolute whopper. We've got England versus India in a sort of one-off test match, finishing off what they started last summer. They're coming back again after a postponed test last summer, and they're going to try and finish the series, which India currently lead in, and to say things have changed since they last played each other is an understatement. I wanted to start off, though, John, by asking you about how important conditions are for these two teams, which are coming to host countries. Sri Lanka are hosting Australia. India are coming to England. And we've spoken about this before on this show, particularly when it comes to Test cricket, understanding how hard it is for a team to come into completely different alien conditions to what they're used to playing at home. And maybe you could just explain that for our viewers and listeners, why it's so difficult and what it means for punting.
Well, definitely. I mean, cricket is always, home advantage is huge because the conditions, the team at home can create pitches to suit themselves effectively and the conditions that suit themselves. So, for instance, Sri Lanka, will the Gaul, where they're playing the test series, where two matches are being played in Gaul, that'll be a spin fest. I mean, both Sri Lanka will pick three spinners for certain, maybe one seamer and three spinners. And Australia haven't got the depth in spin bowling, even though they're currently provisionally the best test side in the world. But their spin department is, apart from Nathan Lyon in Red Bull cricket, Ed, is lacking. They haven't got that second, third spinner. I mean, Mitchell Swepson in Pakistan, which would be similar conditions, it's subcontinent, was found wanting. And it was effectively the two seamers in that test series that actually got them the result. I mean, even Lyon struggled in Pakistan. So I expect, as you said, Ed, the fact that the game's being played in Sri Lanka and Gaul is a huge leveller. If this was a test match in Sydney or in Australia, Australia will be a very, very short price favourites. But the fact that it's in Sri Lanka makes it sort of almost level pegging, maybe Australia site favourites. And the same with England. England have just about to whitewash New Zealand at home. You know, they've got a few matches under their belt, even though they've been struggling in Test cricket recently. But in the India side haven't played a Test match since March. They got beat in South Africa. They beat Sri Lanka 2-0 at home. But they're coming into English conditions where, you know, it will suit England. And it could be similar sort of situations where they could be undercooked, like New Zealand were in the series that's going on at the moment. And again, it's a leveller. I mean, in a neutral ground, India would definitely be favourites. But the fact that the Test match is in Birmingham in Edgbaston makes it a little bit of a level playing field, Ed.
Sure does. India, I suspect, are underprepared. We'll get to that, though. We'll talk about that all in good time. Let's move on. Let's get the start on finding some picks for you with that Sri Lanka versus Australia game. Bet Rivers prices for you for this one. Sri Lanka plus 260, Australia plus 140, the draw plus 175. Sri Lanka really competitive in the White Ball series, which just finished. I think they took Australia by surprise in that respect. Australia have a really poor record in Asia. This is what we're talking about. This is why they find it so hard to adapt their game. They've lost 13 of the last 20 they've played in Asia, test matches. Big issue with playing spin bowling They don't see much of it at home. Now, Emble Denia, Jay Wickramasinghe, and maybe Van der Sar are the three spin bowlers that John was talking about who could be playing here. Do odds makers price that in, John, when they're looking at this kind of series?
Yeah, as I say, I think that's probably where the value is. I say that, you know, you've got three spinners there, Sri Lanka. I'd actually throw Mendis in there as well, Ed. Mendis got, I think he got 18 wickets. Ramesh Mendis got 18 wickets when Sri Lanka beat West Indies in Goa 2-0. So I'd throw him in as well. So he's probably per many three from four. And then Australia, you look at Australia, they've got Nathan Lyon, who's a quality off-spin bowler, Gore also off-spin bowlers. But after that, you've got, well, Mitchell Swepson, the leg spinner, struggled in Pakistan. They might go with him. Ashton Agar, who's in the squad, I don't think he's played a test match in 5 years. So, as you said, Ed, Australia very rarely will play two spinners at home. Very, very rarely. They'll play one and maybe Labuschagne will bowl a few overs, similar to Root when he does with England. But you need three spinners, three quality spinners in these conditions. And Australia haven't got them. So I'm surprised Australia are actually favourites for the game.
So are you betting Sri Lanka here then?
The only thing that puts me off Sri Lanka, Ed, is the weather forecast is pretty poor. I think that Thursday's looks like could be a washout. So hence the draw is very short price. I don't fancy. I think Australia are the false price. I would be backing the other two selections. I would be backing the draw, maybe being on the draw, and Sri Lanka at the price. That would be the way I'd want to go it.
Okay, I mean, I'm inclined probably to maybe wait in play and see what happens with those Bet Rivers prices when the rain turns up. That maybe would be the time to do it. Looking at player markets now, John, staying with spin. Last eight tests in Sri Lanka, for Sri Lanka, spin has been top wicket taker in the first innings in seven of those. So that brings in Emble Denia, Ramesh, as you mentioned, Jay Wickramasinghe. Van der Sar may not play, but you can probably bet each of those three, they're going to be favourites. But I think because he's the bigger price, Jay Wickramasinghe is plus 350 with Bet Rivers. That may be a pick for you. Top Sri Lanka bats for you now, big numbers. Dinesh Chandimal and Dhananjay De Silva, really solid operators, drop anchor. Nothing particularly flashy about them, but apart from their price, plus 600, plus 700. There are a couple of picks for you because that new ball Aussie attack is strong. And when the shine goes off the ball, we've talked about how their spinning options are just not up to scratch. And that's when Sri Lanka are going to find run making a bit easier, I think. Who do you like for Sri Lanka to perform well, John?
I like Nisanka's obviously he missed the test series against Bangladesh, but he got runs in the ODI in the one day series, in the white ball series. So I'd like him. I think he's quite a big price actually. I think he's plus 500, which I thought was very fair because he could open with the captain, Kiranathne. So I'd be going with both openers personally, but I think the. Yeah, I think there's definitely a bit of value. I mean, I like Chandimal as well because he's got 100 recently, hasn't he? Batting down the order, I do like him. So one of those three really are the ones that I would like.
Okay, I need to point out about the Australians here. Steve Smith will come with a big reputation. There's a reputation built on historic form now, John. You know, what, 2-3 years ago in England, he was absolutely unstoppable. England couldn't get him out. Now, since that series ended all that time ago, he's top scored in first innings once. And when we're talking about top bats, we're always talking about first innings, okay? This is how the markets work. It's first innings bets, first innings picks. So just a couple of prices which might float your boat instead of Smith. Labuschagne has worked very, very hard on his game against spin and is a run machine. He's the new Smith. He's actually superior over that sequence I've just spoken about. Plus 300 with Bet Rivers. Check out those odds. And I've just got a fancy, just in case the Australians get rolled here against that spin attack and they really, really struggle, look lower down that order for maybe a 40 or 50, which could win it. Cummins plus 5,000. Ashton Agar maybe a bit shorter than that. Is that something you can get on board with, John, or are you going to go completely the other way?
No, I concur what you said, Ed. My pick would be Usman Khawaja, because I think since he's come back into the Australian side, he's got huge runs against England. When they played in Pakistan, he got 100, and I think he got a 90. I do like him. He's got an average of over 40 in Sri Lanka. He's got 100 in Sri Lankan cricket in Sri Lanka. I like Usman Khawaja, and purely because I think you said at the start, Ed, I think this Australian tour needs freshing up. So someone like Khawaja, who hasn't played white ball cricket on this tour, he comes in fairly fresh. So the likes of Labuschagne, at the prices, I like Khawaja. I think he's around about 350. Would that be right, Ed? 350?
Yeah, that'd be about right. I think he has really improved his game against spin. It looks so easy for him now with spin bowlers coming at him. Just seems to paddle it away. He's adapted his sweep game, and he's top scored three times in that Pakistan series. So Khawaja is not a bad shout at all. Okay, reminder time. Please give us a subscribe on YouTube or do similar wherever you get your podcasts. We want to feel your love, don't we, John? So best picks to come at the end of the show. Got another game now for you, and it's probably the game of the week. It's England versus India from Edgbaston on Friday. Expecting England to be about plus 220 favourites here. Last time they played each other, as we mentioned, England were really in the doldrums, but they are on the up. They've been in brilliant form against New Zealand. As I said earlier, I think India are a little undercooked. They're not really ready for the series. They've had one warm-up game. The standard wasn't very high. India historically are a side who need time to get going into a series. Even when they play at home, they can have a slow start. So I think they're hugely vulnerable here. They finished that tour against England last summer extremely strongly, having made a slow start. Again, they really found their form and got into their business nicely. So they need that time. They need basically another test, I think, before they really challenge. They're not going to get that. Am I wrong, John, being a bit too harsh? What do you think?
No, you're spot on. I thought this game was very, very hard to weigh up, Ed, to be honest with you. I mean, if you'd have told me before the English, the first test series where England looked like they're going to win the 3-0 against New Zealand, I would have fancied India strongly to win this one-off test match. And it is a one-off test match, even though India lead the series 2-1 off the last year. I would fancy India strong. I mean, India have won 5 of the last 8 tests that they played against England. I think they're far the better side. I think their bowling attack's deeper. They've got a quality spinner, even though Leach has taken 10 wickets in this match that's being played at Headingley against New Zealand. I mean, Jack Leach hasn't got 100 test wickets yet at the age of 31. I mean, Ravi Ashwin's got 440. I just think the seam attack has a lot more depth. You've got Shami, you've got Bumrah, you've got Siraj, you've got Umesh Yadav, you've got 4 quality seam bowlers there. I just think their attack's got a lot more depth. But the caveat to that is, as you said, have they played enough Red Bull cricket? And the answer is no. The last test match they played was on the 14th of March, and they beat Sri Lanka 2-0 at home in Rohit Sharma's first series as captain. They lost in South Africa, where they've had a terrible record under Kohli. They got beat 2-1 in the series there, and they haven't. And then the IPL started. So the majority of their squad is all played IPL cricket, with the exception of probably Pujara, who's played for Sussex in Division 2 in the county, and he's got a lot of runs. So my worry is with India, as you said, that it might come a bit too quick for them, and England are. I expect England to be unchanged, really. I mean, they're probably carrying a couple of players, aren't they, Ed? But I think Baz McCullum will go with a tried and tested. It's his first series. New Zealand was his first series as coach. They look like they're going to win it 3-0. Why change a winning side? So it's an interesting one to weigh out. Very, very hard.
Yeah, it really is a difficult one. But I think we might put our necks on the blocks. Find out in our best picks of the week. So stay tuned for that one. Just picking up what you said about England there, They're obviously a very aggressive team now. I just wonder whether they will come unstuck against India. There is that danger. A little bit worried that they're starting to believe their own hype with the way they play and sort of the noise surrounding the way they play now. Talk about somebody like Jos Buttler coming in to this, into the team, because Ben Folkes is going to miss it because he's got COVID. You know, Sam Billings has come in to take gloves for him as a late replacement. But Buttler could well come back into the team. So it's just complete all-out attack. And the danger with that is just England get too ahead of themselves. And if India are able to hit their straps, then that golfing class will be exposed. So a slight warning with that one. The tops picks, your players picks. John, I'm really struggling with England. I haven't seen any value for a long, long time in this market, bar Ollie Pope. But that value now seems to have gone probably about plus 350 for him, and we really need sort of plus 400, plus 450 to be getting with him on how often he wins. So what are we going to do about top England batsman, top England bowler in those first innings? Because I'm really struggling with it.
Well, the only thing I would say about this is I'm pretty convinced that Baz McCullum, the coach that he is, won't make any wholesale changes. So for me, there's two players that England are carrying in that top four, which is Zach Crawley and probably Alex Lees, those the two openers. I think they'll stay in the side because it's a winning side. So they'll be staying in the side for the benefit that England are going to win 3-0. No other reason. I think if England were going to lose this series, I think Crawley would definitely be dropped. He hasn't scored any runs since he scored that double century, got 267 against Pakistan 2 years ago now, Old Trafford. I think his test average since then has probably been about 20, not more than 20, not good enough. Alex Lees, for me, I don't know, for me, it doesn't look like a test. I can't see him getting a real big score. I can't see Alex Lees getting a big 100. Ollie Pope's been the shining light of the series so far. I mean, he looks like he's going to get his second 100 of the series. And it's good for Root because this debate whether Root should bat 3 or 4 is basically over now because Ollie Pope looks like he's established himself in the side. But again, the caveat to that would be, Ed, that he struggled against India, didn't he? In India, admittedly. Mm. But so that would be the worry. But yeah, I mean, but looking at the stats for the last 2 years, amazing stat I saw the other day. Since 2020, Joe Root has scored 10 test match centuries. The nearest to him is 5. The nearest Indian batsman to him is 3. So that gives you some idea of how this guy has dominated cricket. Now the burden of captaincy is off him. England look like they've got a number 3. So there's no pressure on Joe at all to come in at 4. I mean, I actually think statistically wise, Joe should be odds on for this market. So any odds against for a top England batsman, I actually still think Joe's actually valued.
All righty. I'm going to give you some picks, big numbers for top India batsmen. Going on purely the fact that we think they're undercooked, they're not ready, so the batsmen are going to be easy to pick off with James Anderson coming back into this team. Keep your eye out. Ravi Jadeja, probably about plus 1,000. Shardul Thakur, plus 4,000, plus 5,000. Ravi Ashwin, the same sort of price. Again, 30 or 40 could win it. So that is your lot for England versus India. Best picks coming up in a second, almost there. Before we get to that point, give John a follow at JohnWright15 on Twitter. Give me a follow at Cricket Betting. That's a really easy one to remember. Coming to you, John, for your two best picks from this episode.
Well, I think if Australia are going to be competitive in this test match, Nathan Lyon's got to have to bowl well. And I looked at the market for top Australian bowler in the match, and he was co-favourite with Mitchell Stark and Pat Cummins. Stark's a bit of a doubt. Nathan Lyon's going to bowl a hell of a lot of overs, ridiculous amount of overs in this test match. So I actually think him at plus 300 was the bet. So I'd be going for Nathan Lyon. If Australia are going to win this test match or at least be competitive, Nathan Lyon's going to have to bowl well. So I'm going to go with Nathan Lyon to be top Australian bowler at plus 300.
Okie doke. My best picks for you, these are big numbers, so we're going to start booking some holidays if these come in. Plus 5,000, Pat Cummins, top Australia run scorer in that first test, first innings. and let's have plus 5,000 shards of core. Did it last summer for India, top India first innings run scorer. That is your lot for the Bet Rivers Cricket Show. Check out those prices and picks on the Bet Rivers site. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Cricket on the Bet Rivers Network.